Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and this is CJ Savage. I am a certified hypnotherapist, and I'd like to welcome you to the power of the superconscious mind. I am a past mental health specialist as well, and I'd like to let you know that you can find me on, I have a new blog called Your Mind, How to Use It, .blogspot.com. I'm working on it. It's www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. And you can go to my website, which is at www.thehypnosisqueen.com/main.php. If you just go to thehypnosisqueen.com, you'll get on the first page where you have to opt in, put in your name and your email address, which is a great thing, except that if you do that, it's going to then take you to an advertisement, which I don't understand why, and it has not been fixed yet. So you want to skip all that and get to the main page with the menu and everything that's in there, then just go to thehypnosisqueen.com/main, M-A-I-N.php. Also, you can find some of my CDs on Napster, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, just to name a few. The one reason I do like CD Baby is because you can go on there, go to cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, which is CherylJSavage, or CJ Savage. And if you go in there, you'll see, it'll show you like the CDs that I actually, hypnosis CDs I have on there. And then you can go to this little icon at the bottom that says View. If you click on View, it'll take you to a list of all of the tracks for that CD, and you can preview any of them, part of each and every track on there for free. Doesn't cost anything. Okay. Last week, we talked about change your thinking and you can change your life. Well, by popular demand, I had some people who wanted a lot more information. They said it was great. They've actually been listening and they've been applying some of the little exercises and techniques and it's really worked out. So they'd like to have more information. And I honestly can't tell you where I kind of stopped last week because I went really fast. And when I got to where I ran out of time, I said that we'll continue this. And then I'll go into some more things, on mostly on energy. And really, that's what life is all about, is energy, and the energy that you put out. And basically, that all comes down to one thing, which is your attitude. So we've talked about, you know, you can create anything you really want. You can be, do, or have anything you really, really, really want. You can. Now, the problem is some people don't know what they want, and they don't know the difference between something they really, really, really want and just a wish. And if somebody says, well, I wish I had $1 million. I want $1 million. Do they really want $1 million? Probably not. Now, if you really don't know what you really want, remember when I talked about going back and start writing down your goals. Whatever it is that you want, whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you want to have, make your list. But with each one of these goals that you make, make a list, write out, I want, and then you put in there what you want by a certain date. Be very specific. Then list the reasons why you want that. And this is where the truth starts to prevail. Because if you say, I want this, and you start listing your reasons, you can't really think of any real good reasons why you really want that. It's nothing more than just a wish. And if you had, that's great. And if you didn't, oh well. That's not something that you really want. So if it is something that you really, truly desire and not having it or doing it isn't an option, it's only a matter of how you're going to get there, then you're going to have reasons why you really want that. So you list those reasons. Then after you list the reasons why you want that, then put in there the reasons that you believe that you can have it. And just whatever comes to mind, whatever flows to mind, I deserve it. It's going to improve my lifestyle. It's going to keep a roof over my family's head, whatever it is, you know. It will provide security and comfort for my children, whatever. So, you know, I mean, just whatever comes to mind and just write it down. But you're going to find that when you go to list these goals, that's one thing. But when you start writing the reasons why you want it, you're going to think, you know what, I don't really want that. Because if you have to narrow it down to say just one, two, or no more than three things just at one time, just one or two, but no, absolutely no more than three. And when you start looking at one thing and you have so many reasons why you want it, so and you realize reasons why you just have to have it, reasons why it's not an option to not, and you become very emotional about it. You get very excited about just writing the reasons, like you're just determined. There's determination there. And then when you go to another one, you think, there's just no emotion there, no real feelings, not even a real high desire at all. So you'll start eliminating those, okay? So in order to manifest what it is that you desire, you must first raise your energetic frequency as high as possible. And we talked about that a little bit last week, talking about raising that vibration, you know, your energetic frequency, which is now measured by modern technology. I had a couple of emails and said they found that it was interesting. They'd like to know more about it, but they didn't really understand it or too much about it. let me go back, and I'm going to see if I can clarify this just a little bit. The reason I brought this up is because I found it pretty fascinating, but let's just go back here, and I'm going to start all over. I'm going to go back to the beginning. First of all, you need to understand that the most important thing that you can do for yourself, for your family, for the people that you love, is to raise your consciousness. Your consciousness is the aware part of you that's connected to the highest vibration you can be in your body. And so being connected to this, call it your higher self, gives you an edge that you may not even know about. And this is really all based on your thinking. How you think, your thoughts, and your emotions really determines the kind of life that you live. And you can change your life or any part of your life, but you have to start with your thinking. Okay. See, a lot of people go through life and they say, well, I'll be happy. I'll be happy when I have $1 million. I'll be happy when I lose all my fat. I'll be happy when I'm healthy again. I'll be happy when I'm thin. I'll be happy when I have a new house. I'll be happy when I get a new husband. I'll be happy when I get rid of the old one, maybe. You know, whatever it is, whatever fill in the blank is, it doesn't make any difference. But that's not the way it works, and that's one of the biggest misconceptions in life. Because it's not other things, it's not other people, it's not material things in this world that makes you happy. The only thing, the only person that can make you happy is you. And happiness is a choice. You decide to be happy, and you get happy. And there's all kinds of little things that you can do, but it's all about the thinking, the thoughts, and the emotions. People are so misguided thinking that something or someone or money or something's going to make them happy, because even if they got those things, then you know, if you get it, then you will be happy. You will get probably real happy for a day or two or a year, but it's not real happiness. It's not true happiness. It's not a happiness that's deep down in the soul. It's only temporary, and it's shallow, because real happiness comes from within. And it comes from yourself. So you have to understand this here. You have to be happy first. Then when all the other things happen, you're already happy. And if you're happy first, then all the great stuff, the good stuff, the stuff that you want, the life you want to live, comes easily. It just flows in. And two, all the other things will happen. But when you're happy, when you're actually happy, all these other things will happen, because what's really happening is you magnetize it. You are energy. Everything in this world is energy. You're it. You are energy. And your happiness is raising your vibration and being truly happy for who you are, whatever you are, whatever you have, be happy for it. Then you become like a magnet, and you will attract that great stuff into your life automatically. It just comes easily and almost instantaneously and effortlessly when you are really, truly happy. And you can't act happy and then go to bed and cry your eyes out and whine and cry to everybody all around. It's not a temporary thing. It's something that lasts. It's real happiness. But you will attract the good stuff when you actually get happy. So raising your consciousness is what gives you this happiness. It's raising your vibration. And when you do that, you are either connected to your spiritual side consciously, so you raise up your happiness and you connect to your spiritual side, and if you don't do that, then you're just kind of going with the flow, letting life happen to you, living by default. But if you think that you can get up and whine and cry and bitch and moan and make everybody miserable around you and think that you're going to get all this stuff that you want, and most of all, people who are like that usually have all kinds of health problems. And so when you make everybody miserable around you, if you can do that long enough, then your life will down spiral. It's what we call down spiraling. And it's like being on the side of the slope there. When you lose grip with your foot, you start going down. You're going to go down in warp speed. So if you're going to be miserable, and if you think you can act miserable and whine and cry and bitch and, you know, I don't feel good, I feel sick, I have a headache, I'm going to bed, I don't want to talk to you, don't look at me, you know, that kind of thing, then it's only a matter of time when you treat people like that and you act like that, even if you're in a bad mood or don't feel good, and you have to verbalize and let everybody know how you feel, then it's all a matter of time, which even if a person puts up a good front, the people around you who love you can put up a good front for a while and go, okay, that's okay, never mind, okay. But you know, after a while, they're going to get so sick and tired of it, maybe a very short while, but after a while, you're going to get just what you asked for. So when you say, I got a headache, I feel terrible, just leave me alone, don't talk to me, don't look at me, I don't want to do that, no, you know, they make me sick, I'm sick of this, I'm sick of that. Well then, the next thing you know, all the people around you go, I have had it with you, you know, just get out of my face, sick of your crap, and, you know, and it just, then you're down spiraling. So once a person gives in, that's it, then you all go down. So if you don't like the way someone is around you, then I would strongly suggest that you raise your vibration and you be happy, and I will bet you that the person around you will also change and be more like the person that you want them to be or how you remember them being, how they once was. But don't blame the other person if you're the one that's whining, crying, bitching, and complaining. You be happy, act happy, put a smile on your face, be polite and respectful, and that's just what you'll get, a whole lot of it. And vice versa, the other way too. Whine, cry, bitch, and moan, and you know what? You're going to get a whole lot of that. You're going to get that. It's going to bounce right back off of you, like a boomerang. You either connect to your spiritual side, raise up your vibration, and get with the flow, and you'll get control of your life, or you'll go with the flow, live in default, and have no control. And you will just simply have to take what you get. Remember, you're the master of your soul, captain of your ship. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not captain of your ship. It's captain of your destiny. About the same thing. Although some people probably actually can relate more to their ship. So you're master of your soul, captain of your destiny, or you can call yourself captain of your ship. You are captain of your ship. If you want to call your life or yourself, that's your ship, then that's fine. Whatever you decide to do, whether you get control of your life or you don't want to get control of your life, it's a choice. It's just simply a choice. It's as easy as that. It's a choice to connect with your higher self and realize, too, that everything else is just a choice and it's just free will. When you connect to your spiritual side of things, your vibration shifts and life does get easier. All those anguishing, negative emotions subside and your life becomes a lot easier than you may think. And great stuff is usually not going to come in and come flowing into you when you're fearful and worried and anguished and anger and mad and all the above negative. So if you want the great stuff to flow in, then you need to connect with your higher self and raise up your vibration and start being happy. Okay, so somebody says, okay, so how do I get happy when my life is shit? Okay, well, I'm going to answer that. And actually, I would suggest that every day that you start by, and if you go back to the nine things, I actually did a segment on nine simple exercises, nine things that you can do to improve your life, to increase your finances, or simply attract money to you. If you don't have any money at all now, if you're not attracting money, then nine simple things that you can do to attract money. Or, and if you do these things, they're just nine simple exercises that actually improve every area of your life if you do them. So, first of all, somebody wants to know, how do I get happy? I would simply start with those nine exercises. One of the things I suggested is wear a rubber band on the wrist. Every time you have a negative thought, a negative, say a negative word, even feel a negative feeling, snap that rubber band and snap it hard, because all that is a bad habit that is out of control. And it's like somebody who bites their nails until they're bleeding and they hurt all the time and they can't stand their nails. Well, you know what? If your person has a lot of negative thoughts and you think that you can't control it because it just comes flowing in uncontrollably, then wear the rubber band and snap it. Be honest with yourself. I mean, it'll hurt. We want it to hurt. Snap it every time you have a negative thought, say a negative word, have a negative emotion. And you know what? You'll stop all that negativity. Because every time you think and say and feel a negative like that, you're producing negative energy that goes out and permeates and penetrates all the universe. And it comes back like a boomerang. And it attracts like energy and then brings all this crap stuff back to you. And all you become is you've become a big crap magnet. That's all you are. A big crap magnet. Is that what you want to be? I hope you say no. Okay, so if you want to change all that, then I would start by having a gratitude log, being thankful, being grateful, and start your morning and your night. The morning when you get up, just take a few minutes, 5 minutes. Can you take 5 minutes out of your day to change your attitude, to change how you feel, to change your vibration in your body and connect to that higher spiritual self? Start with what you're grateful for. Grateful that you have a place to live, that you have people that love you. But if you're a big crap magnet, they're probably loving you a lot less. You know, be grateful for what you can do. Be grateful for your family. Grateful for your health. Grateful that you can eat. Grateful that you have food to eat. I mean, the list is endless. But when you start thinking about what you're grateful for, it changes your vibration. And it goes up a lot. So I would focus on that every day. Every morning when you get up, start the day like that, because the first hour of the day pretty much sets precedence for the rest of the day. And before you go to bed, or when you do go to bed, let your last thoughts just be focusing on what it is that you are grateful for. Start being good to yourself. You know, one of the things that you can do is start a vision board, because when you, and I wouldn't do it if you're in a crappy mood, but a vision board is basically your goals. When you figure out what your goals really are, what it is that you really want, then start a vision board, and it can be pictures that you cut out of magazines. It can be pictures that you print off the internet. It can be words, just words that you write out, or it can be in code, you know, in case that you don't want, somebody to see it, that you don't want to know anything about it, then, you know, you put it all in code if you want to, so that you're the only one that understands it. But when you look at it, you're going to know what it means, and you're going to visualize and think about it and feel it as if you already have it. Feel it as if it's already true, and raise up that vibration. When you feel that vibration raising up, I mean, you feel good and excited about it as if you already have it. Then you're manifesting. You're really manifesting. You know, some of you really don't know very much about me, or who I am, but I kind of look at myself like I'm kind of like a facilitator of consciousness. I'm kind of like a cheerleader and a coach all rolled into one. I hypnotize people, and I assist my clients into literally changing their life No matter, even if they come in just to lose weight or stop smoking or reduce their stress or get rid of depression or be able to eat after they've had throat surgery or get rid of cancer, because I do all those things. But no matter what they come in for, no matter what it is, I counsel them. I'm a past mental health specialist, for one thing. I'm a life coach, and I'm also a motivator, motivating speaker. But I help people to improve their health and become happier. I always help people to improve their health. No matter what they come in for, they feel a lot better, a lot healthier and stronger when they leave. But they also become happier. They feel better. They feel lighter. I raise up their vibration, and they become more productive. And they can start living life more abundantly. So basically, you know, that's kind of what I do, but I love what I do. And I do what I love. And that's one of the most important things that you can do in life is do what you love and love what you do. But I try to create always for every client more joy, more love, more peace, more laughter. And it's something that I love to do. I love to help people to improve their life, any area of their life. I got to tell you something funny. We were talking about this last week. We're talking about the energetic frequency, right? And it's actually truthfully measured these days. But I was talking about a book which is called The Power Versus Force. It's by Dr. David Hawkins, Power Versus Force. And what it is Dr. David Hawkins tested the consciousness of human beings. And it was on a scale from 0 to 1,000. And I think you can actually Google his book. You might go into Scrib. I'm not sure if the book's there or not. Scrib, S-C-R-I-B-D.com, which you can find just about any book and read it for free. And you can print it off if you want to, but you have to print it yourself. But it's free. Anyway, in this book, he has a scale of 0 to 1,000. So if you're consciousness is at a level of, say, 1,000, then you would be Jesus or Buddha or Mother Teresa or somebody like that. And if you were, what's his name, Manson, or I can't think of any, my memory just escaped me here, but if you are at a level of, say, shame and guilt, you are actually close to death because your vibration is going to be a 20. Actually, shame is at 20, guilt's at 30. I really don't see a whole lot of difference between shame and guilt, except shame says basically you're saying that you're just not enough. You're not good enough. And guilt is saying that you're bad. You're just a bad person. And you know better. So why did you do it? You know it's wrong. If you know it's wrong, you shouldn't have done it. And it lowers your vibration down to a 30, which is really close to death. But guilt means you're just bad. To raise your consciousness level, to raise it, you have to start eliminating all the guilt and the shame and the worry and the fears and the anger and the hate and all that. You have to eliminate it. And in one of my previous segments, I talked about the universal laws and why you don't, shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't have any of these if you lived right. If you're living right, you don't have worry, shame, guilt, fear, because you don't do wrong things. You don't do bad things. And you don't hate anyone. You forgive anyone and everyone for everything, no matter what. That's a universal law. Like it or not, that's the way it is. You don't hate other people. You don't run them into the ground, as so to speak, but you just don't hate. So in the previous segment on universal laws, I went through these, I actually just went through the most important ones. I didn't go through all of them. But they're basically your rules of life. And you can eliminate all these negative emotions and thoughts and feelings if you live right. So if you live right, you can raise your vibration. And if you raise your vibration, you really shouldn't have any fears. Really, what is there to fear except fear itself? And if there's something that's causing fear, get away from it. But the only thing that you really have to fear is fear itself. And that's a pretty low vibration because it's like at 100. I actually have the chart here. And we go from 0 to 1,000. Shame's at 20. Guilt's at 30. I'm just going to skip up here. We got grief at 75, fear 100, desire 125, anger 150, pride 175, courage 200, willingness 310, acceptance 350, reason 400, love is at 500, joy is at 540, peace is at 600, enlightenment is at 700. Then you have your higher level consciousness like Jesus and Buddha, Mother Teresa, they're at like 1,000. And the spiritual beings like angels, who is of the highest ultimate consciousness, who is pure energy at the highest vibration, is like at 50,000. A human being cannot be that high. I think last week I may have slipped and said that it's like 5,000. It's 50,000. So that was a cricket error. The average person has been tested, or all the majority of people have been tested, where the average person on the planet is vibrating at 207. Now, they say the average consciousness, which was actually logged in at 10 years ago, was at 421 and is much lower now than what it was. And so we're still operating below love, and it's lower. China is at 300, India is at 355, and the Middle East is at 170. I have to tell you, this is kind of funny. I was explaining this whole concept to my grandson, who is 12 years old, and he seemed to understand it very well. And so then he said to me, "Gran, so what are you at? You're probably about a 900, right?" And I said, "Well, I'm working on it." So, you know, where do you want to be? Do you want to be close to death and be low and depressed and angry and full of fears and worries, some vibrating somewhere around a 20 or a 30? Or would you like to raise it up and try to go as high as you can, at least get it to a 500 or above? 500 is love, remember? Joy is a 540. Peace is 600. So I would have to honestly say that I think that I vibrate normally the majority of the time at least at 500 or above. Even though I'm single and free, I am very single. But just because somebody has, if they're married and has somebody with them, that doesn't mean that they're vibrating at love or higher. I mean, you have to ask yourself, what is true love? Because even a couple that's in a relationship, this I love him, I hate him, I love him, I hate him. I mean, that's not real true love. And emotional blackmail, you know, I'll do it if, well, all right, if, you know, if you, no, I'm not going to do that because you acted so last night. And so, you know, that's emotional blackmail. And so that's not real love either. So I think that you can start off by counting your blessings, being grateful. Start a grateful log. Wear the rubber band and break the habit of the negative thinking. Stop watching the murder shows and all the negative stuff on TV that brings you down and makes you full of fear and worry and anxious, and get rid of all that. And especially the news. What good's the news do? What good does that news do you? Not much. Okay, now this is a very interesting thing. Dr. David Hawkins, in this book, Power Versus Force, this is something I found very interesting. And you know, you've probably heard and you understand that everything is connected. We are all connected to one universal source of energy. I call it God's light, God's energy. You can call it anything you want to. Universal light of a life energy. You can call it God's energy, whatever you want. But there is one source of powerful, incredibly powerful energy that runs in and through everything and connects us all, no matter what it is, whether it's stone or wood or a person or a plant or an animal or whatever it is. We're all connected. In there, he talks about they have the technology now to actually measure the energetic frequency of anything. So, for example, when they tested a live plant in the living room, and there was a group of people, and they were all standing there talking very pleasantly and laughing and having a good time, when they tested the plant tested very high at 500 or above. Then, in the next room, they dropped live shrimp in boiling water, which was a live animal, live being, you shouldn't say animal, live shrimp in boiling water to cook it. And instantly, the plant, the frequency, the energetic frequency of the plant dropped way down to a 30, to a 30. So I thought that was really very interesting. So they can measure everything. So even the plant responded to the shrimp dying in the boiling water in the next room. So the point here is this, and I'll get into more of this in just a little bit, but your vibration, whatever you vibrate at, actually affects as many as 750 people around you. Now, it kind of depends on where you live and the population and all that, but it definitely affects your family, your loved ones, your relatives, your neighbors. Your vibration actually affects others. When a child is, if you ever find a child being very emotional, sometimes, and children are still from the other side, they still remember their infinite beings in their little bodies, and they're still very, very strongly connected to the spiritual world and their angels and all that. So there's still a part of them that's really still the infinite beings. And when you find a child who is very emotional, sometimes what they're trying to do is they're still connected to their infinite beings, and they're acting out maybe others' energies. They're acting out someone that they love. Maybe they're trying to fix them. But they can feel that energy, or whatever it is, the thoughts and the worries and the anxieties going on inside of them. They're trying to either fix it, or they're literally acting out someone else's energy. So when a child acts out or becomes very angry or upset over really nothing, and there's really not anything to become that upset over, then you should ask this child, these feelings that you're feeling, is this your energy or is it someone else's energy? Ask them, whose energy is this that you're feeling? Because they'll tell you. More times than not, they will. You should talk to your children about energy. I have one grandson who is a small, he's only 7. He is a very emotional child, and he acts out other people's energies. He's also very intuitive, and he just, as he puts it, he just knows stuff. He doesn't know how, he just knows stuff. But he is a very emotional little guy, but he's got the biggest heart in the whole world. He's just the most wonderful kid. Most wonderful kid, but he's emotional, very emotional. So the truth is, connecting to this oneness of it all, to the one source of energy, raising your vibration and living in joy, love, peace, and happiness, it's actually a choice. You just do it. I mean, you don't have to be real talented or anything. You just decide if you want to live in love, peace, and joy, and do it. You decide if you want to be happy and feel happy. Feel it. Really feel it. When you decide to do that, if you decide to be happy, then there are rules. And you're going to have to really be truly happy. You're going to have to start dropping the judgments. Drop the negative thoughts. Stop them. The negative emotions. The negative opinions. You know, isn't opinions really cheap? I mean, everybody's got some. Everybody. So, and no one's really ever interested in your opinion when it's negative. So drop it. Drop the negative opinions and the ill will and the gossip and the negative shows that you're watching on TV and the negative socializing with people who bring you down and talk down to you or put you down or whatever and tell you that you're stupid or whatever. Get away from them. And I've done this. I have actually done this. I want to get away from all the negativity. At one time when I went through the divorce, and I just want to get away from all the people who made me feel even worse. And unfortunately, it was half of my family. It was a big part of my family and some of my friends. So, you know, it's a choice. And start steering clear of all the negativity. Drop the whining and the crying and the complaining, because when you do this, and I used to do that, you know, I remember, and I did that. I've done that too. I've been guilty of it. And once in a while, I get around a group of people, and if I'm around very long, I might even start feeding into it. But I stop myself, and then I get away from it. But I don't do it anymore. But you have to drop the whining, the crying, and complaining, and bitching about anything or anyone. And then you'll really start living a life of bliss. But when you start doing that, you'll start being good to yourself. You cannot whine and cry and complain through life and expect to be good to yourself, expect to be healthy, expect to have a good, healthy, joyful, peaceful life. And if people are bringing you down, get away from them. Whatever the negativity is, whether it's somebody that likes to call you up and have a couple laughs with you, and then they start putting you down and talking down about everything in the world and talking bad about people, then be busy. Don't take the call. Don't answer the door. Don't answer your email if that's what it is. Just get away from it for a while and get a grip on your life. Get out. Get away from it. Just be busy. Turn off that TV to the murder shows and CSI and the news and all that. Watch comedies, love stories, shows of adventure and excitement that raise your vibration and make you excited, make you feel good, make you laugh, make you smile. Which reminds me, I just watched a show the other night called It's Complicated. I laughed. That show was funny. There was parts in there I laughed so hard. It was great. With Meryl Streep. Okay. Because the reason I warn you about these shows, whatever you watch, be very careful of what you watch, because whatever you see and hear and watch on TV or around people, when you're around people who whine and cry and complain and talk terrible about stuff, you are depositing that into your memory banks. And remember to be very careful, because whatever you deposit there, you can't get it back out unless you have head trauma or something like that. But you ever watch a show that upset you and you can't stop thinking about it, and you think about it for days and it lowers your vibration, just makes you want to cry and you feel so sad and worried and fearful, and you go to bed and you can't even sleep very good because it was just a very sad, horrible show. Shouldn't have happened. Okay. Again, you are master of your soul, captain of your ship. Oh, I'm sorry. That is captain of your destiny. Watch, that means watch your thoughts. You are in charge of your thoughts, your physical thoughts. Thoughts are things. They are things. They can be measured. Your thoughts can be measured. They have an energetic frequency. There's real energy. Your thoughts are pure energy that goes out and permeates and penetrates all of space like a big magnet. And it goes out there, and whatever thoughts that you're putting out there, whatever words and emotions that you're sending out there into the space, like a magnet, it attracts like energy and brings it back to you in boomerangs. Does that make sense? So just remember that. Whatever you put out there, it's going to boomerang, come right back to you. So do you want, when you say, I just hate that person, I just can't stand him, do you want that to come back and hit you in the head like a brick? Because it will. And when you say something like that about someone, somebody else is going to say that about you. And somebody's going to feel it about you. And it's just going to come back. It will come back and boomerang like crazy. So be careful what you put out there. And if you have a negative thought, and that thought sticks with you for a long enough time, then obviously it's a dominating thought. If it sticks with you for a long period of time, and something that you dwell on, something that upsets you, just keeps bringing you down every single time you think about it, well, then you're going to feel a lot of negative emotions. And eventually, what happens is with every thought, every word, every emotion, it affects every cell of your body, in your body. That's why when people have a lot of anger and hate, they get cancer. But when you have a lot of negative emotions, your health will down spiral. It's guaranteed. So if you want to ruin your health, just think and talk and feel a lot of negative thoughts and feelings. Or not, and it works just the other way. You know, I mean, you can be happy. It's a choice. It's just a choice. Be happy and think loving thoughts throughout the day. And if you think loving thoughts throughout the day, it can actually counterbalance a lot of the negative stuff that comes in. So try to choose the energy of peace and love and joy and happiness. And when you do that, you can look forward to great stuff coming in. You can look forward to being healthy and having a life of joy and happiness and peace and love. But happiness, like I said, it's a choice. And when you're happy and you know how to raise your vibration, you know, count your blessings, start a gratitude log, wear that rubber band and break that bad habit of negative thoughts, and then what happens is the good stuff comes in and you can start changing your life. And whatever it is that you're trying to achieve or do or the goals you're trying to reach, they will come easily. It'll come easily. But if you keep your vibration low, at fear, anger, guilt, well, then you keep it low enough and you're going to, again, you're going to attract the stuff that you're not going to like, the stuff you don't want. Okay, now here's something that's interesting. I'm going to just kind of get off on a little tangent here. I had a client that came in who she had lost her daughter 30 years ago. Actually, her daughter was shot in the back of the head while she was babysitting. It was an accident, pure accident. And then she lost a son in Iraq. Now, this woman cried a lot. And she had a reason to. She had every reason to. And as years passed on, the son, the daughter she lost 30 years ago, and the son she lost 3 years ago. And so most people would say, well, she has a right to cry and vibrate at a low energy. She does, and that is true for a time being. And it's called a grieving period. And a grieving period is a very healthy thing. It's a healthy thing to grieve and let go, because you're letting go of that person. But after a period of time, you have to start doing things for yourself to pick yourself back up. Because after 3 years of losing a child, it is sad. And it will always be sad. But there is a big difference between being sad about it and having the memory of it and feeling some sad feelings to breaking down and crying your eyes out and having overwhelming negative emotions that overrides everything every single day, every time you think about it, everything that reminds you of it. That's not healthy. So there gets to a point in time after the grieving period when you have to start asking for help. And it might be something as simple as just ask God to help you let go and bring peace and love in your life. It might be a deep meditation where you use the source of light and ask the angels for assistance in giving you some light tools. It might be a tool of a sort of light, which actually I gave her, which was it was a sword of light. And all these negative emotional cords that was attached to her, it was time to cut them. I said, it's time to cut the cords. And so I said, we're going to cut them. And then I said, and then when you will always have the memories of these kids. You always will. You're not going to lose your memory on them. But you're going to be able to remember it and talk about it and think about it with so much emotional trauma. And even if there's a little sadness felt, that's okay. But you're not going to break down and become emotionally distraught. So after 3 years, it's time to start healing. And one way that you can start healing, no matter what it is, you have to start by forgiving everyone. And two, she had a pretty bumpy relationship with a man that caused a lot of emotional heartbreaks. So there was a lot of emotional trauma in her life. So we cut the cords. And one of the things that she had to do is she had to forgive this man. She had to forgive him for everything he did to her, which was a lot of awful things. But she had to forgive him. And I said, no matter what, and I just asked her to forgive him for 90 days, and I said, you'll feel lighter, better, happier. But I said, forgive him, and then you're going to forgive yourself, and you're going to start being good to yourself because you have not been good to yourself. And we talked about that for a long time. And I said, and then, and you can do this. Anybody can do this. This is what I'm talking about here. You can sit down, close your eyes. When you close your eyes, you will reach a part of your brain that you don't normally reach when your eyes are open. And you can walk yourself through this, and you can ask God to help you. You can invite your angels in, your spiritual guides. Spiritual guides are ones may have been your loved ones who have moved on, loved ones, your old friends who have moved on to the spirit world. And you can ask for the angels of God, the highest and best healing angels who are the most nurturing, supportive, and have love for you that wants to help you. Invite them in to come and help you. Ask them for some tools to cut the cords of the old emotional, negative emotional ties that's caused you, that are causing you all this pain. And just do that. And then fill yourself up with the light. Be sure you fill yourself up with light before you start. And then fill yourself up with light again. God's light, the white beam of light that comes from the infinite sky, comes into the top of your head, fills you up, and then see it concentrate around your heart area, surrounding your heart. Then imagine this light beam, and I may do a hypnosis session on this later and actually put this on Blog Talk Radio. But see these light, your energy source of light, this most incredible, powerful source of light, penetrating around your heart area, and then it shoots out, and it heals those cords and gets rid of all the old cord attachments, gets rid of it completely, and just see to make it disappear and sending love all over your body. But that's one way you can literally sit down and through your own mind, the power of your mind. People just don't understand how incredible and how powerful the mind is. So you can send that light out, fuel yourself, but it's a way of literally cutting the cords of all those old negative emotional traumas that you've lived through. Maybe it be the loss of loved ones or divorce. Somebody broke your heart to the point where you were so distraught, you felt suicidal or whatever. Those are emotional traumas. And when you feel that low and feel that bad, those kind of things create blockages in your energy system or in your electrical field, and it might be there for 20, 30, 40 years, and it causes you problems all the way down the road. And it's the one thing that slows down your life that keeps you from getting what it is that you really want. So that's an exercise that you can try if you've had emotional trauma. Try doing that and just move yourself through it. You know, I've always said that there are rules to living your life. And these rules are called the universal laws, by the way. I've talked about these universal laws on a previous segment. I went through a lot of them. But if you've not ever heard of the universal laws, then pull your head out of the hole and start paying attention, because there are universal laws that every human being on this planet must live by in order to live what you call a life of love and joy and peace of a higher vibration. You know, I like intelligent people. I do. Smart people pay attention. So if you want to be smart or intelligent, then read the universal laws and start living by them. You might Google them on the internet. Google them and bring them up. Read them. Learn them. Live by them. I've talked about some of the most important ones, and I constantly go back to the law of attraction. But I would say either go back to one of my previous segments or Google it or something, but the universal laws are actually rules to live your life by. You know, I don't know why a manual does not come when a baby is born. I mean, when you go out to buy anything you buy in this world, don't you get a manual that comes with it? Well, don't you think that a manual of instructions and warranties should always come with a new baby, comes with everything else? I always thought it should. And, you know, I'm thinking that somebody needs to write that manual. Every time a baby's born, this manual should go along with the baby, and they go, here's the manual on how to take care of it, and here's the warranties, and here's how you can destroy it and become defective if you do this. Well, in this manual, it should say things like, live by the law of attraction. Understand it, know it, and learn it. Because whatever you think and feel, the majority of the time is what you're going to attract into your life, because you're like a magnet. You're pure energy. Like attracts like. Whatever you focus on, it expands. Learn the law of gratitude. Start a journal. Be thankful. Be grateful every day for everything, small to big. The law of forgiveness. You must forgive anyone and everyone and everything that's ever caused you any harm or pain, without exception, no matter what. And two, when you forgive, that's when you really start to heal. You have to forgive, because to err is human, but to forgive is divine. This manual should say things like, get in touch with your higher conscious, meditate daily, listen to God. When you talk to God, you pray. When you listen to God, you meditate. All you need is within you now. Everything you need, every You have the state-of-the-art pharmacy within you. You can heal anything in your body if you really want to. And if you try, you can. It works that easy. You need to think and feel good, loving, kind, positive thoughts daily. Be happy. Raise your vibration. Happiness is a choice. Don't look for it in other people and other things. It comes from within. It's an inside job. Be grateful. Being grateful is two of the most important words in our English language is thank you. It's powerful. It raises up your vibration several hundred points. And you have to say it as if you mean it. You just don't say the words to say it. You have to say it like you really mean it and mean it when you say it. The two next most powerful words in the English language is bless you. That raises your vibration by at least 300 points if you mean it when you say it. Get your vibration up as high as you possibly can and keep it up there. People who vibrate at a high conscious level have a choice over their thoughts, their feelings, and their successes and become a very strong force of energy for everyone on this planet. Oh, and here's another rule that should be in this manual. Cleanse your body daily with a bath or a shower to keep your skin clean and healthy. Two, cleanse your soul with the one universal source of light. Call it God's light, if you will. Bring in that light into the top of your head on a daily basis. Bringing it into the top of your head and filling you up. Healing, cleansing, and balancing your energies, your electrical field and chakras. Dissipating all negative energy from within. Driving that negative energy into the earth below you that supports you. Make a difference in the world. Be all you can be. Do what you love and love what you do. Help others. Forgive always. Love everyone. And, oh, and this is another one. This should be under parenting. When you grow up and you have kids, don't dump your garbage on your kids. When you're stressed or angry, don't take it out on your children. Warning, this could cause permanent damage. When stressed or angry, take a brisk walk or even a run. Work out. Meditate. Take several deep breaths, relaxing, bring in the white light, filling yourself up, and focus on what you're grateful for the ones that you love, and feel the love for those that you do love. Get control of your feelings before you take your garbage out on your kids or dump on them. Pray daily. Okay, I'm going to have to stop here because we're running out of time, and so we're going to have to end it. If you have any comments or questions, you can send an email to me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. I still have this offer on, it's called The Magic Story. If you did not get that and you want it, it's called The Magic Story. It's how to reach out and get the higher self of you. We're talking about the lower self and the higher self. How, when you're in your low self, how to reach out and get the higher self. It's a magical story, really. If you want the magic story, just simply send me an email to thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, and in the subject line, just put magic, and I will send you the story. And I thank you for all those who have been listening, and I thank you for your comments. I've enjoyed those a lot, and I will see you. Tune in to me next week on Thursday at 5 Central Standard Time, and thank you for joining me.